After years of mediocre theater, a new home stimulated Black theater troupe to improve some of its productions. But not everything Black theater troupe does is artfully produced, as is the case with Brokeology, the current play. On the surface, Brokeology, defined in the show's press release as, quote, being broke and staying alive despite your brokenness, unquote, sounds fascinating. The probing 2009 Nathan Lewis Jackson play debuted at Lincoln Center, but Anthony Renfola's meandering local staging never catches fire. The ploddingly directed production drags unmercifully as the performers amble about without pizzazz and never become ingratiated into the play's message. About an urban Black family who live a hard life with the father and two sons holding steady jobs, but they survive marginally in an old house in a bad part of town. The family chatters about important issues, including integration, but the sagging performances suggest the family got what it deserves, even though the play seems to say the hardworking family should have gone farther, but their color held them back. The play's set in the family home where the three men talk around a table on one side of the stage where director Renfola allows the actors to boringly gather with little movement, so the play never throbs about the playwright's message that life isn't fair. Mike Traylor is best as Father William, who displays his character's disappointment. Christopher Dozier as Malcolm, the son obsessed with his education, doesn't carry audiences along with much conviction. Raphael Hamilton's Ennis, the more pragmatic son, works hard to care for a mouthy wife and a baby. Hamilton demonstrates his tense but understanding relationship with his father. The family's long-dead mother and wife, Sonia, appears throughout the play in poorly defined flashback sequences that are initially confusing because of the jumbled staging. Melvina Jones' performance in the role is too positive for a woman who confesses that her life disappoints and that she feels trapped. A warning. Don't arrive early for Brokeology because theatergoers, other than seasoned subscribers, aren't admitted until 10 minutes before the performance begins. Keeping audiences out of the theater makes it difficult for theatergoers huddled in the lobby waiting for general seating. Fortunately, the less-than-sold-out crowd at Friday's performance allowed even latecomers access to decent seats. Brokeology should have been interesting, but the sloppy production earns 2 stars out of 5. It continues through Sunday. For KBAQ, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.